You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're also online at wqcs.org. The dance studio at Indian River Charter High School is filled with music. The mirrored wall reflects the Leith ballet dancers as they gracefully glide across the floor under the watchful eye of their instructor. You wouldn't know that both of them got to this point by accident.
I actually started dancing when I was 9 years old. My mom wanted to get me like a hobby because I'm homeschooled.
Now she's the youngest dancer to be asked to dance with the Royal Swedish Ballet. She'll spend 6 months there, beginning in August.
I started taking jazz lessons, and I thought that was fun, and I wanted to come on the competition team at that studio. And my teacher said, you have to take ballet if you want to keep doing dance, because that's like the main thing. So I started taking ballet, and I loved it. I love how hard it was. It was like really a challenge.
Ballet is also an accident for Michael Peralt. He's a senior at Indian River Charter High School.
I took ballroom dancing for like 10 years, and then I came here and took a Cuban salsa class. And then Mr. Hetty told me to come to one of his ballet classes on a Friday, so I decided to go ahead and try it out, and then I stuck with it.
Sticking with it means an apprentice ballet contract with the famous Gelsey Kirkland Company in New York. He goes this summer. Both dancers may have had other passions before finding ballet, but they both now devote hours every day.
I have dance 5 days a week on my schedule, and roughly probably around anywhere from about 12 to 15 hours a week.
Many of those dance hours are during school as part of the visual and performing arts curriculum at the Charter High School. Slosky says she also spends a lot of time dancing.
I go to dance 5 days a week, and I usually do 3 hours, sometimes more if I go in the morning. I take morning class, and then I do evening class, and I'll have privates. So it's a lot of hours, a lot of hard work, but I love it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this one, when you do, you have to keep that gray.
A lot of those hours and hard work for both Slosky and Peralt come in the form of lessons with Haiti Horse Sunday. But he says hard work is not the only thing it takes to succeed.
One thing I always tell, stay focused, be competitive, but don't be jealous. Jealousy will bring you disaster. Competition will raise your level up. And also don't jump from, many have said that the problem I get in America is kids want to do many things. They want to do dance, they want to do musical, they want to try this. So they're not sticking to one thing. I always say, if you want to be good at something, you need to stay on that.
While Horsundi is exceedingly proud of these two students, he says even those who don't go on to make a living in dance benefit from being involved.
And I tell you something, Kevin McKenzie, who's a director of American Ballet Theatre, said something very interesting. He said, every year people come to his summer program at the American Ballet Theatre, these dancers, and he said some of them are going to make it into the company, some of them are not. Okay, but he said, I can tell you one thing, people who are disciplined in fine arts, whether it's dance, ballet, and the people who employ them, they would love to work with them because they're very disciplined in their work. And that is always the case. And I always tell, it's nothing is wasted when you're disciplined in something like this.
And you never know, just like Slosky and Peralt, you might find the profession you love almost by accident. For 88.9 FM. This is Jill Roberts.